The Mystery of the Solway Spaceman. You know, so we've done videos already about, you know, kind of debunking some things. This one, I have to be honest, was just a little bit heartbreaking to me. Not, well, maybe heartbreaking isn't the right word, but in case I don't want to give the ending away, but in case you haven't heard the story, it's really interesting. And I like sci-fi, like weird stories like this that seem to occur in real life because it's different. It's not just, you know, a ghost or an alien or a Bigfoot or something like that. This is totally different. And so I've always been really interested in this story. So on a bright summer's day in 1964, a Carlisle fireman took a photo of his daughter that created headlines around the world. And 50 years later, are we any closer to discovering this? Well, actually, yes, we are. We're very, like, we pretty much know exactly what it was. But here's the whole story. And what's interesting about this story to me is how so much, and I don't say this insultingly, but so much myth and legend can get built around just a misconception about something, and it can build and grow over the period of 50 years. So Jim Templeton, in a BBC interview before his death in 2011, he started telling the story, and he said, quote, "We went on a normal outing and picked our spot. We sat down and I said, now I'll get some photos of you with the new dress on, never expecting this to happen," you know, end quote. And by this, he meant this worldwide media attention and decades of debate over this mysterious figure shown behind his daughter, Elizabeth. So in case you haven't seen it, let me get screen share on so I can show you what it looks like here. And this is also from the article I'm looking at. I've got a few different articles open, but so you see the girl here, but behind her, it looks like an astronaut. It looks like somebody in a spacesuit. Right. So that is the picture. You can look it up online. And this is something that, again, I've been interested in for a long time. It's captivated me for a few years now. I mean, ever since I heard about it. And of course, the first that I heard about it was on Ancient Aliens, so that already should have been a red flag, but it wasn't. Not to me at the time, because this was years and years ago. But you know, for ufologists, it seemed clear what this thing was. You know, a white suit, a helmet, dark visor, it seems. Mr. Templeton, they believed, had photographed some sort of spaceman to the police in Carlisle, who declared that there was nothing out of the ordinary. The film company Kodak said the same and even offered a reward to anyone who could prove the photo was faked, and it was never claimed. If I remember right, I think that the reward was like a lifetime supply of film, which would be hilarious if somebody tried to cash that in now. I don't even know if Kodak is still around. Is that even still a company? But can you imagine trying to claim that reward now? What are you going to do with a lifetime, you know, full film? But so that's kind of funny. But you know, there was a media frenzy after this that came after it. Dr. David Clark, who's an author on UFOs, was quoted as saying, quote, "It came to the attention of the local paper, the Cumberland News. From there, it ran and ran. It was picked up by the Daily Mail and Express," end quote. So Mr. Templeton began receiving letters from all over the world. Dr. Clark said that some people claimed it was a spirit. Others believed Jim or his daughter had psychic powers that they weren't aware of, and it just got weirder and weirder. So apparently, it was claimed that next came a visit from two men in black who asked to be taken to the spot where the image was taken and referred to each other only as number 9 and number 11. So this is from Templeton. He claimed this. And maybe the strangest turn of events was a link to the planned launch of a Blue Streak missile in Woomera, South Australia. So just days after Mr. Templeton had taken this photograph, that missile test on the other side of the world was aborted by technicians who reported seeing two men in the firing range. Now, upon later seeing the Solway spaceman picture on the front page of an Australian newspaper, they were said to be stunned as the figure looked the same as the figures they saw close to the missile. Excuse me. Now, the plot thickened as the Blue Streak had been built at RAF in Cumbria, just a few miles from where Mr. Templeton photographed his daughter Elizabeth. And as the story gathered momentum, it was also claimed a UFO had been seen at Womera. So could these incidents really be linked to events in Cumbria? Now, Dr. Clark says no, who has seen the black and white film of the aborted launch. And he says, quote, "I came across all the paperwork in the MOD files about 5 years ago. It turned out the film was at the Imperial War Museum in London. It looked like a triangle of light. It was clearly a lens flare," end quote. Now, as for the technician's claim of seeing two men in the firing range, he said no photographic record of that sighting exists. But regardless, Mr. Templeton's picture has tapped into a public interest fired up by the space race between the United States and Soviet Union at the time. So Dr. Clark also says there was a whole series of photos usually taken with Box Brownie cameras showing flying saucers like you would see in Doctor Who, War of the Worlds, and B movies. But Jim's is a distinctive picture. The image behind the little girl is so obviously like a NASA astronaut, he says. Now, Sarah Spellman, chairwoman of the Association of the Scientific Study of Anomalous Phenomena, or ASSAP, agrees that it was a product of its time. Quote, "It's an interesting curiosity. Once you see it and make that spaceman connection, it's quite a striking photograph." Also quoting, "It struck a chord with the themes of the day and some of the UFO lore of the 1950s and 60s became attached to it," end quote. So for Dr. Clark, who has a PhD in folklore, stories like the Solway Spaceman follow a well-worn tradition. Now, he says ever since the invention of photography, there's been pictures of, you know, angels and fairies and spirits, and a lot were explained by lens flares or have been tampered with, but it fed into a greater spiritualism in the 19th century. He says that if Jim had taken the photo in 1864 instead of 1964, he would have taken it to like a spiritualist church, and they would have said that it was a ghost of some kind. Now, the ASSAP, which has been investigating the anomalous and paranormal for more than 30 years, still receives a steady stream of new cases annually, although the majority now center around claimed sightings of ghosts rather than UFOs. So Ms. Bellman says, quote, "Our ability to analyze has advanced, but so has the ability to fake things. People now have access to Photoshop and CGI. If someone wants to fake something, they don't have to put a cardboard cutout in the garden and hang it from fishing lines anymore," end quote. But, you know, what could explain the Solway Spaceman photo? You know, could it simply be a hoax? Dr. Clark, who met Mr. Templeton in 2002, thinks that it's unlikely. He says that he came away absolutely convinced that he was telling the truth and couldn't explain it himself, although he was less convinced about the Men in Black story. But whoever it was who visited him, Dr. Clark doesn't think that they were from the government. However, the spaceman, Dr. Clark says, is almost certainly not anything of the sort. Quote, "One of the other stills taken that day shows Jim's wife, who, according to him, was standing behind him when he took the photo of Elizabeth. I think for some reason his wife walked in the shot and he didn't see her because with that particular make of camera, you could only see 70% of what was in the shot through the viewfinder." And, you know, Annie, he argues, which was standing to her back of the camera and the photograph was overexposed, causing her blue dress to look white. And we're going to explore that in just a second. But for Dr. Clark, whatever the truth is, it's more of a reminder of an innocent time. And he's in no doubt about the importance of it. He says that people are now much more cynical about these kinds of pictures. But back in the 50s and 60s, you got a few grainy stills showing extraordinary things, and people were much more surprised and willing to suspend disbelief. Dr. Clark says, "For me, it's one of the most impressive, anomalous images and supernatural investigations, and people will still be talking about it in another 50 years." I might disagree with the last part of that. You know, I do think that this kind of speaks to the culture. I don't think people will be talking about it in another 50 years because I think it's a pretty open and shut case now. But here's that other picture that he took. That's his daughter. Now there's his wife with the dress. So there are multiple debunking sites about this. And usually I don't try to just go for debunking sites, because I think sometimes people can be too skeptical and they're too worried about, you know, debunking things in any way that they can. But there's at least a couple that make some good points, because again, when you see this picture at first, it seems really like a spaceman, you know, but when you look at the arm here, that's bent real weird. Now, if you try to imagine that this is actually a picture of somebody from behind rather than in front, that arm makes more sense. You know, that arm being bent like that. If somebody is looking off in the distance. There are certain points about this dress here from the second picture. And there's other pictures that go into greater detail that you can find online. That really zoom in on these lines here and the style of the dress, and actually show that this exact dress style corresponds to the lines in this supposed spacesuit. This person has pointed out a few different things here. And then you can see him here too. There are better pictures online of this that are more zoomed in, and you can actually see the designs and everything, or you can even do it yourself. You just download the highest res picture that you can and blow it up. But we got to remember that back in that day, cameras weren't very good, so it was a lot easier for things to get overexposed. I mean, just look at like even in this second picture here, I mean, you're getting some lens stuff here, a lens flare. Like, no one's claiming this part here is like a ghost or anything. I mean, some of our cameras today even do funky stuff like that. This person has another theory. I don't really know if I believe in this one, but I figured that I'd put it up there anyway, because you know, why not? But this person believes that this thing in the background was, cause the first one again is saying that this black part here, the visor, is actually the wife's hair. And really, when you do zoom in on it, you can kind of see that. This other person is saying that this was likely some type of action figure, like what's like right here. It was some type of action figure that was fastened to the daughter's head with some kind of headband. And I guess you can, you know, he says you can sort of, or he or she, whoever wrote this, says that you can sort of see the headband. I don't know about this one. I figured I would include it anyway, because I mean, you could kind of see how that could be it. This person believes that, like right here, this little part sticking out is part of the elastic band, I think, is what this person is saying. But again, I think that could just be the wife's foot, you know, on the ground or something. But, you know, he's saying that if you do some Photoshop stuff, it looks like that there's a head in the visor. So that's why he's saying that it's probably something like this or something similar. Again, I'm not convinced about this one. I think that it was just his wife, and I think that it was just an overexposed picture of his wife. And we're just not used to seeing stuff like that, because our cameras are a little bit better now, where we don't get that kind of overexposure usually. So that's what I think. But, you know, the myth is still alive. People still believe that this is true, and that's fine. People can believe stuff, but again, I think that we should go with, you know, what the most likely thing is, where the evidence leads. And believe me, this was one I really wanted to be true, because it's just so weird and different, and I'm kind of naturally inclined to be more open-minded about this kind of stuff anyway. But again, I really want to get at the truth, and if the truth is that it's just an overexposed photo, well, that's not as interesting. But if it's the truth, it's the truth. And I think that is far more likely. But again, I'm not the only one who believes that. And I know that there are still plenty of people who believe that it's true. So if you believe that it's true, or even if you don't, if you got some other evidence or links or something, leave it in the comment section below. I would love to hear about that. I'm really interested in that.
You can help fight against censorship by making a one-time donation or setting up a monthly donation to Josh Peck Disclosure at joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate. Or, for as little as $1 a month, you can become a Peck patron by heading over to patreon.com/joshpeck. As a Peck patron, you will be entered into contests to have your content featured on the Josh Peck Disclosure homepage, contribute chapters to a collaborative book with Josh Peck, and win a special Josh Peck collection full of materials worth hundreds of dollars. Also, for as little as $3 a month, you will have access to free downloads of Josh Peck books, such as Quantum Creation, Cherubim Chariots, and more. Josh Peck Disclosure is viewer-funded. Head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com for more information. Right now, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com, the central hub for everything Josh Peck Disclosure. Every day, you'll get brand new videos, podcasts, updates, and more. Make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Also, make sure you click the bell and select the option to always be notified when a new video is released. Follow Josh Peck Disclosure on Twitter at jpdisclosure and get involved with the show on our official Facebook page at facebook.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Disclosure. If you're on Steemit and prefer DTube, follow Josh Peck at steemit.com/@Josh Peck and make sure to upvote all Josh Peck Disclosure DTube videos. Keep checking back at joshpeckdisclosure.com for news, information, updates, and more.